Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Marie Carmen Josephs is here. Marie Carmen is an entrepreneur. She's a small business owner just like you, only she might have a little tougher job than you do because she runs a restaurant. That's as tough as it gets. She's the chef and the owner of the popular Pensacola restaurant called Carmen's Lunch Bar. That makes me want to go in and get a lunch hot, a blue plate special or a hamburger for sure. She's an award-winning small business owner, and I wanted her to join us and tell us her story. Marie Carmen Josephs, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jim. It's great to be talking to you this morning.
It's great to have you here. I'm so proud of you. You're an award-winning small business owner. Tell the audience what that means.
Well, we've won some awards. We've won Best Lunch in Pensacola for the last 6 years.
Wow.
That's a Pensacola voter-based award. So a lot of our awards are food-based, but also our service, our wine list. So we're proud though to be serving the best lunch in Pensacola for the last 6 years. So we just had our 6-year anniversary.
Congratulations!
So we must...
You know what that 6th anniversary means. You know what that 6th anniversary means, don't you?
Why don't you tell me?
It means you're probably going to make it now.
Well, I hope so.
I want you to tell us what that means to you. But before we do, I want to come back to the food. You know, I don't want to run away from the food that quick. I mean, the best lunch in Pensacola 6 years in a row. What would I, if I came to your restaurant, what kind of food would I get?
Well, it's a little bit hard to explain because it's a little bit different than your average restaurant. What we serve is what we call eclectic international and southern cuisine. So what that means is that it's all over the map. So there are Indian dishes, there's Spanish dishes, there's Italian, there's Thai, Mexican influence. But what ties it all together is that everything is very fresh. Everything's made from scratch. International flair, lots of flavor. And
with a southern touch, right?
With a southern twist.
So that means everything is on a biscuit with a side of grits. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not so much. We do a lot of gluten-free options, but we also have great ciabatta bread made with extra
olive. I love ciabatta bread.
It's got a little bit of international sophistication to it, but it's also known for a quick lunch.
Well,
in the heart of downtown Pensacola. So a lot of times people need to come in, get fast, fresh lunch, and be able to get back to their work day. That's
exactly.
Something we also specialize in.
So that's a, you know, operating a restaurant, people who've never operated a restaurant, I used to advise business owners like you, people who came to me like you would have 12 years ago when you were working with Quint Studer's group. They used to come to me and say, we want to start a restaurant. And I would say to them, okay, tomorrow I want you to bring me all the money that you have that you're going to put in your restaurant. I want you to bring it all to me and in a bag, put it all in a bag. I want the cash. Bring it to me tomorrow. And I said, when you do, we're going to go into my bathroom. We're going to put it in the commode. We're going to flush it down the commode. And I'm going to let you watch your money go down, you know, go into the sewer system, right? Because I said that may be the least painful way to use your money than opening a restaurant. How bad of advice was that, Carmen? Marie Carmen?
That was probably good advice. It's a very challenging business.
It's hard, isn't it, being a restaurant owner?
You know, the people who succeed, though, are the ones that it's just their passion. I like to say that cooking is not an obsession or a passion. It's a compulsion. So, you know, those of us that succeed
it's a psychosis. It's almost a psychosis, isn't it, Marie Carmen?
A little bit. we're not quite right, but you know, we're awesome people.
Well, the people that I know who run restaurants never use the word normal. They don't allow that word to be used around.
No.
So, what is the key to operating a successful restaurant?
Hard work, getting, you know, you got to, working with your staff is one of the most important things. And, you know, when they believe in the product and they understand what your goal is, that you're trying to create an experience for people. You're not just trying to give them good food. You're trying to create an experience and facilitate whatever is going on in their life and while giving them great food. So having a staff that, you know, believes in the product that they're selling, believes and interacting with the customers, of course, getting your customers on board and making sure the food is consistent, making sure the service is consistent. The top three things people talk about when you come to a restaurant are food, service, and atmosphere.
Yeah.
And those have got to be on point.
And,
so,
and they won't give you many, they won't give you many lapses either, will they? I mean, if you drop the ball, they're pretty quick to be unhappy about that. So is there any business that you know of?
Consistency.
Is there any business that you know of, Marie Carmen, that is more like a beehive or an anthill, where every member of the organism has to just work like a clock? I mean, it's an amazing. I don't know any other business like that. Do you?
I mean, you know, it's funny to actually compare nursing working in restaurants a lot. One's obviously a lot more important and a lot more life-threatening.
But it all comes together. It all comes together in an hour.
Well-oiled.
You have to do everything you do in an hour or so, don't you?
I would say we do it in less. Some of it we do in a lot more than an hour, and a lot of it we do in a lot less than a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, we have a very small space at Carmen's. It's 739 square feet.
Wow.
And it's packed with people. And our consistent customers, they say, you know, it's just a well-oiled machine. Like, everybody just works so well together. Everybody knows, you know, we know how to dance with each other. We know how to move and what needs to be done to take care of our customers and, you know, and to work well together.
What's one thing that you did wrong in the last 6 years that you think was a big blunder, a big goofy thing that you did that could have been disastrous? What did you do?
That is a hard question. It's a really, really hard question. You know, I learn from things.
Mm-hmm.
And I learn along the way, you know, what I can do better. I don't know if there was one major
What did you learn the most?
What I've learned to do better is to learn to delegate.
There you go.
Better, sooner, faster. I could have delegated earlier. You know, I tried to maybe in the beginning hold on to too much.
Isn't that the key to growing successfully, learning how to delegate?
Yes, absolutely. Because I can't do it by myself, and I'm very, very fortunate. I have an incredible staff. And many of them have been with me over 5 years.
And it sounds like they've got a great leader. Marie Carmen Josephs is the founder of Carmen's Lunch Bar. She and I will be right back. We're going to learn some more from her after the break. She's an award-winning small business owner in Pensacola, Florida.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.